Welcome back to Aliyah Yomi. Today we're going to be learning together Vayelech Shishi, the sixth Aliyah in Parshas Vayelech. Our Aliyah is five psukim long, running from Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Chof to Chof Dalad. The topic of our Aliyah is the Shira, the song, as a testimony, as a Eidos. The basic summary of the Aliyah is as follows. Moshe Rabbeinu says to the nation of Israel, or really actually Hashem is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu in the presence of Yehoshua. This is going to be later conveyed to Israel. When I will bring you into the land which I swore to your ancestors, which is flowing with milk and honey, then the Bnei Israel will eat, they'll be satiated, and they will turn to other powers and serve them, thereby annulling their covenant. When all the bad things will happen to the nation of Israel, then this Shira, this song, will answer against you as a witness, because it will never be forgotten from your children. Ki lo yishakach mipizaroi, from their children. I know their inclination before they enter the land. Hashem says, I know that their inclination is bad. Moshe wrote the song down and taught it to Israel. And then Hashem commanded Yehoshua, saying, be strong and resolute, because you will bring the people into the land of Israel. And Moshe completed the Torah until it was tumam. It was complete. So much of the topics of this Aliyah we actually discussed in the previous Aliyah, the notion of predetermination, sin, the song, what is the song, that's all the topic that we focused on in Chamishi. I have a few extra ideas which are worthwhile noting over here. Number one is, what is the function of the testimony of the song? How and why is the song an aid? So the Ha'emek Dovar, Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, explains that it's not because Hashem needs to be reminded. He knows that this is about what Bnei Yisrael sin, and neither for Israel do they really need it, because they themselves will realize that it was because of their sins that all these negative tidings came upon them. However, it's actually a reminder to Hashem that despite the fact that the rebellion in this case is lahachis, ideological rather than indulgence-based, Hashem still reminds himself that they are his children. They are still his people. So far from it being as sort of told you so, and now you're going to get slammed, it is Hashem's reminder to himself that they still deserve Hashkacha. They still deserve his providence and his chosenness. That's a very powerful way of looking at it as well. If we move on to another question is, what is the cause of the sinning in this Aliyah? What is the root cause of the sins which are to happen in the future? So Gemara in Brachos, actually on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, tells us a fascinating thing. When describing the Chet HaEgel, Moshe Rabbeinu calls it, in the hint in the first pasuk in all the Sefer Devarim, he calls it Di Zahav, or Dei Zahav, the place of gold. And the Gemara says that what he was essentially doing was defending Israel and saying, the reason why they sinned was because you gave them too much gold when they left Egypt. The Gemara goes on to say a very fascinating idiom, and the idiom is, de amre inshi, people say, mile krese zne bishe. That means to say, filling the stomach is a type of sin. Quoting our pasuk. That means to say that generally speaking in Jewish history, satisfaction and having a lot is not necessarily a successful component of a spiritual life. In fact, many times it is the downfall of a spiritual life. So many times in so many cultures, the Jews' success is just to be successful. And then they get to the top of the totem pole and they realize that they hadn't worked out why they should be successful and what their values are. And sometimes the values were left behind. And that's what this Aliyah is talking about as well. What does it mean that it will not be forgotten by the children? So the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed Kuf Lamed Ches Lamed Beis tells us a remarkable thing in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, Chas v'shalom shetishtakach Torah b'Yisrael. God forbid, should it be that Torah will ever be forgotten from the nation of Israel. Why? Because this pasuk, ki lo yishakach mipi zaroi. Then he asks the question, what does it mean in Amos, where it says, Yeshotu to levakesh devar Hashem v'lo yimsoh, that people will try to find the word of God, but they won't find it. So Gemara says, shelo yimsoh halacha berura u'mishna berura b'makom echa. They won't find the clarity, but there will never be that Torah will be completely forgotten. That's what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says. It is interesting to note that if you look at the actual in Meron, the kever of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, on the archway to the kever is this pasuk, ki lo yishakach mipi zaro, the pasuk in our Aliyah, will not be forgotten for your children. And it's interesting to notice that the sofei tevois, the last letter in each of those five words, is actually the word Yochai, which is the name of Rabbi Shimon's father. So embedded in the pasuk is the idea that he is continuing his father's legacy, and his father's name is found in this pasuk. Actually, they're highlighted blue in by the kever in Meron. Rabbi Moshe Hawa said a very beautiful thing. And this last Lag BaOmer, where he pointed out that when Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai had to run into hiding because he was being persecuted by the Romans because of his opinions about the Romans, the one person he decided to take with him was his son. And there are numerous statements of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai which relate to him and his son. The notion of continuity from generation to generation. The emblematic pasuk of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was one that incorporated his father, and his last legacy included his son. And this is a tremendous herald for the future. Finally, one last point is, what does it mean that Hashem knows the Yetzirah? Ki ani yodati es Yetzroi. I know his indulgences. What does that mean? So the Sforna says that even before sending the nation of Israel into the land, I knew they were not going to serve Hashem. It wasn't that they were going to the land of Israel in order to be able to serve Hashem, but it was because it would serve in their best interest to have a pleasant and enjoyable lifestyle. They'd get farms, they would get, you know, real estate, they'd have jobs, they wouldn't just be this wandering nomad nation. And nonetheless, even though they were ultimately, we'll call it personal interests involved, Hashem says, I still went forward and brought them in, which is a remarkable thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, knowing the foibles and the frailties of humankind, still gives us chance after chance to try to do better, to try to crawl our way out of the dark tunnels in which we find ourselves. And that's the power of understanding this Aliyah, not as a negative prediction, but as a positive reflection on Hashem's rachem on humankind. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.